Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a first-class Vaishnava is the he whose very presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if an observer immediately remembers the holy name of Krishna upon seeing a Vaishnava, that Vaishnava should be considered as a Mahabhagavata, a first-class devotee. Such a Vaishnava is always aware of his Krishna-conscious duty and he is enlightened in self-realization. He is always in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and this love is without adulteration. Because of this love, he always awake to transcendental realization. Because he knows that Krishna consciousness is the basis of knowledge and action. He sees everything as being connected with Krishna. Such a person is able to chant the holy name of Krishna perfectly. Such a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava has the transcendental eyes to see who is sleeping under the spell of Maya, and he engages himself in awakening sleeping conditioned beings by spreading the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. He opens the eyes that are closed by forgetfulness of Krishna. Thus, the living entity is liberated from the dullness of material energy and is engaged fully in the service of the Lord. The Madhyamadhikari Vaishnava can awaken others to Krishna consciousness and engage them in the duties whereby they can advance. It is therefore said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 6 verse 279. Loha ke yavat sparshi hema nahi kare tavat sparsha mani keha chinite na pare. One cannot understand the value of a touchstone until it turns in iron into gold. One should judge by action, not by promises. A Mahabhagavata can turn a living entity from abominable material life to the Lord's service. This is the test of Mahabhagavata. Listen very carefully. Although preaching is not meant for a Mahabhagavata can descend to the platform of Madhyama Bhagavata just to convert others into Vaishnavism. Actually, Mahabhagavata is fit to spread Krishna consciousness, but he does not distinguish where Krishna consciousness should be spread from where it should not. He thinks that everyone is competent to accept Krishna consciousness if the chance is provided. A new fight and an intermediate devotee should always be eager to hear the Mahabhagavata and serve him in every respect. The neophyte and intermediate devotee can gradually rise to the platform of Uttamadhikari and become first-class devotee. Symptoms of the first-class devotees are given in Srimad Bhagavatam 11:2-45. Sarva bhuteshu yah pasyet bhagavat bhavam atmanaha bhutani bhagavat atman esha bhagavatottamah. The most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees systematically everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. When teaching Sanatan Goswami, the Lord further said, Shastra yukte sunipuna dridda shraddhayandra uttamadikari setaraya samsara. One who is expert in the Vedic literature and has full faith in the Supreme Lord is an uttamadikari, a first-class Vaishnava, a topmost Vaishnava who can deliver the whole world and turn everyone to Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 2265. With great love and affection, the Mahabhagavata observes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, and the devotee, he observes nothing beyond Krishna, Krishna consciousness and Krishna's devotees. The Mahabhagavata knows that everyone is engaged in Lord's service in different ways. He therefore descends to the middle platform to elevate everyone to Krishna conscious position. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanaka Vadatau Sankirtanaike Pitaro Kamalaya Takshau Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palau Vande Jagat Priya Karo Karuna Vatarau Nityananda Vadutendur Vasudha Pranavallabha Jahnavi Jivita Patir Krishna Prema Pradah Prabhu Padmavati Sriman Sutaha Sachinandana Purvajaha Bhavan Matta Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalivaram Kalah Kalair Balina Indriya Vairi Vargah Shri Bhakti Margai Hakantaka Koti Rudhaha Hahakvayami Vikimaham Karomi Chaitanya Chandra Dinadya Kripam Karoshi Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pathonjani Brajita Sadbhaktavali Hansa Chakra Madhupasreni Viharas Padam Karnanandikala Dhvanirvahatume Jiva Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayani Dheta Valasal Lilashuda Swardhuni Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyae Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Once devotees they came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, in airport we're distributing sweets, simply wonderful Bengali sweets. Prabhupada said, that's very good. Because it's simply wonderful. Because all of you simply wonderful. Because our process is simply wonderful. Because your Krishna is simply wonderful. And somebody said, Srila Prabhupada, simply wonderful. That's okay, Chan Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada. And he said, we're distributing Bengali sweets. And Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Charitamrita is really Bengali sweet. This is real sweet. Madhuram madhure bipi mangalam. Prabhupada said, anyone who will read Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will get Krishna Bhakti. Because this is such a sweet. Krishna is very, very sweet. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this material world. And he sends his representative, Sangopangastra Parshadam. In this, by Lord Chaitanya's causeless grace, you came to this confusing place, very confusing. So Srila Prabhupada descended, and as we sing this bhajan, Yadi Prabhupada na hoito, tabaki hoito. If Prabhupada would not be here, one thing I know for sure, we will not be able to sit together here and give Chaitanya Charitamrita and enjoy the sweets. Of Bengali sweets. That's why when Mataji was chanting, I go, ding, you can understand this is the sweetness of Bengali language. Jodi bhogoboner kripa hobe tahole sob kichu hote pari. So this is the flavor which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to us. And in Kali Yuga, it's a hopeless case. Actually, really is a hopeless case. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hyupadrutaha. People are lazy. They are, you know, misfortune, manda bhagya, and hyupadrutaha, they're always disturbed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and descended. Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana Dana. We didn't purchase it. Don't think that we paid some price, that's why we are sitting here. It's just simply on the side of the road, just throwing the mercy, just like that. It's dana. It's completely mercy. Prasada lesha nugrihita evahi janati tattvam. Prasada lesha, a little bit. But unfortunately, in this material world, everybody trying to enjoy and stay forever. Anyonya vaira sukha lesha hetuhu. Ananta dukkham chanaveda muddhaha. Muddhaha means ass-like mentality. Svavirvaraha ustakarai. Bhagavatam says, cats, pigs, camels, and asses. Right? And they're thinking that they're progressing. Svavi, it's Prabhupada said, this is Bhagavatam, I am messenger. I am just simply copy-pasting. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yat indriya prithaya aprinoti nasadhumanne yato atmanonem klishana pi klishada asadeha. Bhagavatam says, prakrishta rupina mattaha. Mattaha means madness. Srila Prabhupada said, they saying we are crazy, we are saying they are crazy. Who is crazy? We lost the identity. We lost the identity crisis. We don't know who are we. That's why Prahlad Maharaj explains that nate viduh swartha gatim hi vishnum. Swartha gati, what is our best benefit? What is our goal? Swartha gati, what's the purpose of life? It's never late to take a U-turn, however long we are traveling in the wrong direction. In Hindi they say, jab jage tab sabera. We have to wake up. Jeev jago, tamasi maa jyoti gamaya. And that's why I always say, no wind will be favorable for you unless you know where is your ship sailing. To this human body, this is a ship. And spiritual master, Guru Karnadharam, he is a captain of the ship. Mm-mm. And the ship going, you have to have the radar. You know, this is, and behind this one radar, small device, huge ship, and small device, which actually guiding the direction of the ship. And that device is the tongue. Atak Shri Krishna namadi na bhavit grahyam indriyaihi sivun mukehi jihvadav swayam evaspurat adaha. Such a thing, huh? This tongue can direct our life to hell or to Krishna. Depends. Option is ours. So this choice given to us. But unfortunately, one blind leading another blind, and both of them, they suffering, loss. And at the end, as they say, at the end, katam.com. You like that? Finished. Everything will be finished. So that's why out of compassion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gives very, very, very simple and very, very powerful process, because you have to give such a process which can be very quick. Because nowadays, see, everybody wants three things. Everybody wants everything first class, quickly, and ideally free. No? When you're doing Bhagavad Gita, you know, distribution marathon, like in Nepal or in India, people saying, free hona chahiye. You have to give it for free. Why are you charging money? Sometimes I say, why not? Why not? To fly to London or to America, JFK, New York, or to go to a restaurant. People say they don't think twice to spend money. I've been in Costco. People buying all sale, you know, big trolley. And you cannot even bypass them because they're so big. For that, they have money. And for Krishna, they don't have money. Just see the fun. Once one devotee was telling me, he was distributing books, and somebody told him, you have to give it for free. I said, okay, knowledge is for free. It's Bhagavad Gita knowledge. But, you know, he was distributing in Mumbai. And He said, where Bhagavad Gita knowledge was given? Tell me. Oh, it's Kurukshetra. Correct. Knowledge given for free in Kurukshetra. This is Bombay. So this is delivery charge. You have to pay. So like that. We have to pay delivery charge. We are not, money is not a problem. It's not dumb. It's done. It's donation. So we have to reciprocate with Krishna. But people are so conjuice, misers. And definition of miserly man given manasa eka, no, manasa anya karmana anya vachana anyeti kripanaha. So, and the manasa eka karmana eka vachana eka iti brahmanaha. So somebody who's speaking something, doing something, and thinking something, this is miser. Most of the people in this Kali Yuga, those who are not using this material body properly, gift, they're misers, Prabhupada said. Because you got such an opulence and you're not spending it, just keeping in your bank billions of dollars, and you're not using it. That's why devotees, they're very much concerned about the benefit of others. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. They're traveling all over the world. Third canto Bhagavatam, fifth chapter, text number 3 says, they're going and they're enlightening people. Vimukhasya daivat. Those who are turned back to Krishna, they're bringing him back for darshanarati to Bhaktivedanta manner. They have to turn. And all our suffering in this material world, including Ukraine, Russia, sector Gaza, whatever you name it, Syria, because we forgot Krishna. Bhayadvitiya abhinivesatasya viparyo smritihi. We forgot Krishna. It's amnesia, memory loss. Therefore, devotees are coming to wake up. And how you can wake up somebody who is sleeping in them slumber, you know? You cannot just write down something on the wall. You cannot just show him some pictures. He's sleeping. He's andhayantan. He closed his eyes. So that's why only by sound, transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Iti Shudashakanam nam kalikalmashanashanam. This is transcendental vibration. Nam namakari bahudhanja sarvashaktis. Okay, why should I believe you? People may say that, why is Hare Krishna, Hare Rama always fanatics? They chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. People told me in India, you guys, how many years are you chanting? I said, 35 years. Oh, really? Same thing, Hare Krishna Rama. Is it not boring for you? I said, only three words? Can you add something more? Something. Of course, we have so many names, but this is main. Can you add something more? I said, see, it's not boring. It's very sweet. You chanting, you know, in every movie, you see, every movie, at least in India, I've seen. Yeah. They always three words only. Tera mera. So they just simply, oh, they just love and just only, Jimmy, acha. It's always about love, but this is not about love, it's about lust. Real life is selfless, and spiritual life is the growth from the selfish childhood. Children mentality is always grabbing, pulling themselves in mouth. Selfish mentality or egoism to the selfless mentality of maturity of Uttama Bhakta devotee, of giving. From selfishness of taking, dhan sampatti gharme ave jai jagadisha, putram dihi rupam dihi, give me God. Many people coming. I have some problem in business. I have my visa expiring. I don't have money. My children rascals, So many desires we have. We're praying for God. Of course He will help you. But that's not what we have to pray for. Tasyaiva hetuh prayatit takovido. Intelligent person asking for something which is not available from Brahmaloka to Pataloka. Prema pumarthamaham. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and teaching us what to pray for. Because people in this material world suffering from small drop of enjoyment, anyunyavar sukhalesha hetuhu ananta dukkham chanaveda mudhaha. They suffering unlimited sufferings, ocean of tears, chanaveda mudhaha. And these foolish people, they don't even understand that they're suffering. How are you? I'm fine. I'm fine. And next day dying from cancer or something like that. They don't even understand. So this is mentality. Blindness can be dissipated by the transcendental knowledge and by the power of holy name. Therefore, who can give us holy name? Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Amito kangala Krishna Krishna boli dhaita vo pache pache. Darshana pavitra kuro e tomara gun. So when we, by the causeless mercy, we can come across with a pure devotee of Krishna in our life. Brahmanda pramite kuno bhagyavana jiva. Manda bhagya and bhagyavana jiva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving this opportunity, as Srila Prabhupada humbly said, Krishna kindly planted all of you all over the world. It's not me, Prabhupada said. Krishna sent all of you to help me to serve my Guru Maharaj. He said it in Disappearance Day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Such a humility. I wanted to talk today about humility. We just had seminar. We discussed about humility, tolerance, responsibility, etc. Humility is a quality which is must foundational quality of Vaishnava. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat akinchana sarvair gunai tatra samasate suraha. Those who are practicing sincerely bhakti, niskinchan bhakti, akinchana bhakti. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yadho bhakti radokshaja ahai tuki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Ahai tuki, hetu means reason, no reasons. Ahai tuki, when you're coming to love Krishna, no reasons attached. I came to you because I came to you to please you. Why? To make you smile, my dear Radha Gokulanandaji. Smile. Some siddhi haritoshanam. No other reasons. And what will happen if Krishna smiles? Bhagavatam explains. Hasam harir avanatakkila lokatira soka ashru sagara vishoshana atyudharam. Ocean of tears will dry if Krishna simply smiles with a kataksha. Was I and was a lip. Finished. Ukraine-Russia war stopped. Just like that. If Krishna happy. So to make him happy, what required? In this age, the only one way. Asti eko mahadgunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajat. When everybody will come together and chant holy names. That's all. And that makes difference between Vrindavan, Kuntha and Vaikuntha, really. I'll come to this point if I'll have time. Lord Brahma, in 10th canto Bhagavatam, in 13th chapter, text number 60, do homework. You just read about this. Very, very important. How to create Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is not something, it's not something like, you know, Prabhupada said, four-handed living entities flying above the ground. No, no, no. In Vrindavan, it looks everything same. Same village, cowherd girls, full hands full of cow dung, and you know, everywhere, like Srila Radhanath Maharaj was saying, when he brought first time his father to Vrindavan, they came out from the car and he placed his foot into the cow dung, fresh. Oh no, first step to holy place in the cow dung, just smoking, fresh one. What an impression you can get. You can never get second chance to make first impression, by the way. So, what is Vrindavan? It's not about some big, big palaces, of course. It's maybe there, maybe not. But what actually makes Vrindavan? Lord Brahma, he actually explains what makes Vrindavan. Yatra naisarga durvairaha sahasanri mrigadaya. Mitrani vajitavasa drutarut tarsakadikam. He says that Vrindavan is a transcendental abode of the Lord where there is no hunger, there is no anger, and there is no thirst. And even though naturally inimical living entities like tigers and deers, they actually food for each other. Both human beings and fierce animals, they live together in a transcendental friendship. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in the Jarikanda forest, right? And he was, you know, that was chanting very famous, you know, story. lions and elephants, very dangerous. They were drinking water. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just sprinkled the water. Elephants became mad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhaktiya tu tosha Bhagavan gajayutha paya. So they were dancing and animals, deers and monkeys and rabbits and tigers. They were dancing together, deers and tigers, particularly mentioned. And they were even kissing each other in the lips. What a madness, transcendental madness. Even inimical living entities immediately stopped all their high court cases. They stopped all this, you know, fighting, new fight. Completely fight. They stopped. Devotees came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, it's very difficult in temple Maya, only Maya. Prabhupada said, tell me, there is no Maya. Tell me, I will also go there. Maya everywhere. Atra tatra sarvatra. We are in Maya's kingdom. I said, when you're fighting, the only one reason, you're not doing kirtan together enough. This is the only solution. When people chanting holy name together, even inimical living entity become very friendly. And what makes Vrindavan into Kuntha? Troublesome place that even people, they don't want to visit that place sometimes. What to speak about outsiders? Even devotees, enough is enough. They living movement. Not too much, three much, isn't it? So therefore, what makes it, it's about consciousness. Really. And that's pleasing Krishna so much. When devotees coming together, samyak kirtanaha, and they working and serving Krishna. Yajna sankirtana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and teaching us how to serve together. That's the catch. To do together, not individually, but together. And here we see that all devotees, simple devotees from Kuliagram, they came and asking, oh, we are grihastas. We are fallen grihastas. We are very busy from morning, from 9 to 5, working, and then snik snik hiri hiri brum brum with clicker, and then we're going with children to Gurukula, and then, oh my God, and have to go and, you know, yatha griha kshetra sutapta vitar. What to do, my dear Lord? What should we do? And he says, you have to serve Vaishnavas. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us three secrets, right? Nama ruchi Vaishnava seva and jiva doya. But he particularly said, you have to serve Vaishnavas. So Satyaraj Khan asking him, who is Vaishnava then? My Lord, can you explain me who is Vaishnava? I love to serve, but can I recognize him? Can you give me some software, some x-ray, how I can just recognize who is Vaishnava? Because so many people putting tilak nowadays. Hatma nam bahal me chori. There's many in YouTube now, so many likes, so many people, they nowadays, everybody becoming kathavachaks. Stories and big advertisement. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in one of his essays, anyone who chants the holy name and speaks about Krishna as a professional reciter. It's not just to make money only, not for the financial exploitation. No, Prabhupada said, we can see that nowadays became tradition, professional kirtaniyas. Professional means, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he says, those whose motivation is nothing but glorification of Krishna only. We are not doing this to impress others. See how nice. Sarigama pa, sarigama, 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 hari hari, hari hari, to impress others. We are not here to impress anyone. We are here to only please Krishna. That's all. If somebody wants to improve his maintenance, to improve his facility or life style, or I'm joining ISKCON because I can get chance to go to some place which is better than this, moksha. So many desires are there ingrained in our heart. So he says, and especially when somebody wants some puja, pratishta, and other things, viruses, so is Mayavada. Mayavadi is not somebody like sitting on the billboard with tripundra, you know, and just sitting and doing some om nirakar. No. Devotees in America, they were thinking, when Srila Prabhupada said, and Prabhupada was very boldly saying, this is Mayavadis. So those days in 1960s, you know, 70s, devotees were thinking, who are these Mayavadis? Some crazy guys, they offended Prabhupada, so he ran away from them from India and from far away criticizing them. safe distance. You know, that's why in India he could not do this, so now he came to America, so he's blaspheming them from America. They thought like that, some kind of group of people in India, those who created trouble for Prabhupada, that's why he's always on their case. Until they realized, actually, it's us. We found the enemy. It's me. It's far inside. Very painful fact to accept. Oh no, it's me. That's why we say sometimes, don't blame the mirror if you have ugly face. That's why we cannot see our face. We need some Vaishnava association. We need guru. That's why name of guru, Karnadharam. He can catch you. He can catch your ear. So Vaishnava Sangha is a mirror for all of us. That's why it's very painful to live in front of the mirror. Especially when we have ugly face. Oh no, I don't want to see. Well, whatever we have around us is nothing but manifestation who we are. It's a reflection. Very, very important. That's why, how to recognize Vaishnava, Satyaraja Khan, I ask him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very merciful to Satyaraja Khan. Because his father, Gunaraja Khan, he wrote a very wonderful book, you know, Krishna Vijay. And in the one verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that, you know, Krishna Nanda Nandan Krishna Mara Pradanat. Because of that verse, because of one verse, because of that book, because of your father, all village of Kuliagram very dear to me. Even dogs of your village are very dear to me. Can you imagine? If you have somehow connection to pure Vaishnava, Krishna will also, and that Vaishnava will offer one small prayer for you. Just one small prayer. Not even long prayer. Krishna, can you have a look at him? Who? This? Once Srila Gopi Paranandhana Prabhu, he is a translator, BBT editor, you know, Sanskrit editor. Once he was sharing in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said in Mayapur in 1975 in lecture, he said, when Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava says that in one lifetime you go back to Godhead, it has to become true. Krishna has to fulfill that, Prabhupada said. Even Krishna doesn't do like that, he said. But when pure Vaishnava will say, you will go back to Godhead, it has to happen. Shraddhanusari Bhakti Adhikari. And then Srila Gopi Paranandhana Prabhu was thinking, oh no, now Prabhupada left. Now Krishna has a trouble. Oh no, Prabhupada promised. And now I have to deliver these guys in one lifetime. These guys? Oh no, you know, in Kali Yuga case. But because those who came and helped Srila Prabhupada in his service and those who are following his instructions, dot to dot, Prabhupada said, I promise you, you catch my dhoti, I'll take you back to Godhead. So we are very fortunate. And Prabhupada said, if you understand how fortunate you are, you will faint. That's why Krishna's mercy is that he doesn't allow you to understand how lucky you are. Because if you understand, you'll faint how lucky you are. Great yogis and rishis, they have no idea how to approach Krishna's lotus feet. Pantastu koti satavatsara sambragambhyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungabanam supyasti yat prapadasim avichintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I was in India for many, many years. I am Indian, by the way. I am. Bharat Mata ki jai. I am soul, by the way. So, and we used to organize Kumbh Mela. You know Kumbh Mela? Now Magh Mela going on now in Prayagraj. I happen to be in charge of temple, and it's a long story. So I used to organize Kumbh Melas. We used to feed 10,000 yogis and pilgrims and every day. Sarvabhauma Prabhu and Dinabandhu Prabhu, so myself, Sanat Kumar Prabhu. So it was like a team. We had a team. And I saw so many yogis, trust me, such a Pagal Baba, Tantric Baba, 1,108 super pooper Mahamandaleshwar Pagal Baba, crazy Baba. Pagal means crazy. Pagal Baba, all these akharas and naked guys and walking around with ashes. Whew, I was thinking, amazing. It's like horrifying, actually. So many people. But it is said, Eko Chandra Tamo Hantina Chatara Sahasrashaha. Out of millions of stars, only one moon. And only one moon can dissipate the darkness of this. So you can find such as Srila Prabhupada, very extremely rare. I was traveling in Badrika Ashram. I was going many places. I've seen yogis, those who are living for 350 years. Tidin, Patri Prabhuji, what are you saying? I was staying with them in caves. I was staying with one Baba who is staying in caves 50 years. In Badrika Ashram, it's like up. Ganga Das Bharati Baba. Once I went to Badrika Ashram and I have one, actually, nice friends there, nice yogis. And they are coming sometimes to Vrindavan, Govardhan also. And I asked him, oh, do you have some yogis and stuff? I said, yeah, yeah, we have one yogi. He's staying there in 50 years in cave. I said, really? I want to see that guy. I mean, seeing, believing, you know, because I know all these things. And to make it short, I climbed there 5 hours. It looks like not very far, but mountain, you know. You climbing. I was so hungry. I thought I'll go up, down, 1 hour, 2 hours, finish, come back. I didn't do my puja yet. So before puja, I'm not taking anything. So let me just go up, down, and I'll come back and I'll take. So it took me half day to reach there. I was so hungry. And I said, no way to go back already. Only forward. So I finally reached there afternoon. And this cave, and this guy sitting, big hair like this, you know, cave. And amazingly enough, he has solar battery and cooking chai.
Chai, garam chai.
Some businessman somehow from Mumbai climbed and put him there, give him donation, one solar battery. So even yogis in Himalayas, they now became very modern. They have technology. They don't have electricity, but he put solar battery there, so he making hot tea. And he saw me, he spoke in Hindi with him. And he asked me, are you hungry? I said, well, I'm very hungry, Baba. Okay, take, I'll give you some chai. I said, no, I will not take chai. Okay, don't worry, I'll give you some piece of grass. See that blue grass, flower, take it. I said, what is this, some drug or something? No, don't worry, it's okay. All right, so I just took this flower. And for the rest of the day, I didn't want to eat anything. I was no hunger. I said, wow, that's fantastic. Can you tell me I can cut a few kilos, you know, like this, so then I can travel. I said, no, this is only Himalayas working. And then I asked him, what is your realization after 50 years sitting in this cave? What did you realize? Can you, because mujhse to nahi hoga, because it's a hopeless case. I cannot make it. But if you can tell me, I can take yam swanu bhavamakilam shruti saramekam, tell me the essence. And he has one murti, Kartikeya, son of Lord Shiva. And on the lap of Kartikeya was small Krishna. And he said, Haribol, Haribol. Uska naam karna chahiye, Haribol, Haribol. So after long years, I realized we have to chant names of Hari. Yasya sankirtana namnam sarva papa pranashanam pranama dukkha samanas tam pranami harim param. I said, wow, thank you. That's what you realize in 50 years. Prabhupada gave me in 5 minutes. You see? We actually saved ourselves. And that's why it is explained that how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know. Like in Russian language, Hare Krishna. And in France, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, some people chanting like cats. Hare Krishna. And in China, so some people said, one devotee told that he was preaching in jail. I think Gauranga Prabhu was telling. And he went to jail and he gave lecture. And it's like prisoners, 500 prisoners sitting, criminals. And after giving lectures, said, any questions? And one guy raised the hand. I have a question. And it seems like it was like Dong. He was like main guy there. And everybody, wow. He wanted to show that he is also spiritual. I was telling that what makes a ritual into spiritual? Anyone knows? 4, 2, 3, 7. 4, 2, 3, 7. Big muscles already. 4, 2, 3. But that's not what makes devotional service, actually. No. What makes devotional service is proper attitude, intention, and desire. One devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, how to become pure devotee? How to do pure devotional service? And Prabhupada was sitting in the car already. Big crowd. Jaya Prabhupada! Jaya Prabhupada! Jumping. And one devotee linked to the window and Prabhupada was sitting. Like this. Said, Srila Prabhupada, how to become pure devotee? How to do devotional service? Prabhupada looked at him. Face to face. Eye to eye union, like Guru Govinda Maharaj was saying. And he looked at him. And car is about to go. And he looked at him. And disciple was looking. Srila Prabhupada, how to become pure devotee? How to do devotional service? And Prabhupada looked at him and said, desire. Yum, and left. One word answer, desire. And that's the secret from where you can get desire. Only from association with devotees. Those who are contaminated with this desire to serve Krishna in good way. They're contagious. Because desire can make our destination. What do you desire? Action is the same, aim different. And when we're coming in association with crazy Sankirtan, actually devotees, you can contaminate that coronavirus. Karuna, not Karuna. Karuna. Parama Karuna, Paudvijayada. No. Parama Karuna, out of compassion they're coming. Samsari, nam Karuna yaha purana gohyam. Nothing other reasons. And some that one, the criminal said, I have one question. So Gauranga Prabhu was asking, is it okay? Because it looks like very dangerous, you know. I hope I'm safe here. And he comes, I have one question. Yes. And he found mistake in Gauranga. Because when you're chanting, you're chanting Hare Krishna. But you have to Hare Rama. But you chanted Hare Ramo. But you have to say Hare Rama. And everybody, wow! Because you're supposed to chant Hare Rama. And you chanted Hare Ramo. And he found a fault. And everybody, wow, super! But you're not chanting at all. Some people said to Prabhupada, Swamiji, your disciples, foreign disciples, when you're giving lectures, especially in Vrindavan and Hindi, half of them, they're sleeping. Because they were working very hard constructing temple for Prabhupada in Krishna Balaram temple and so tired. So in your lectures, they're all sleeping. And they can understand only 5% of what you're talking. 95% they're sleeping. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. But that 5% what they can hear, enough for them to surrender their lives to Krishna. And what about you, 100% listener? When will you surrender to Krishna? But their Sanskrit pronunciation not correct. They're chanting Hari Ramo. We were having our Guru Puja, right? And they were chanting. Foreign disciples, they used to come. Shri Guru Charana Padma. And Prabhupada was laughing. Oh, they're worshipping the bull. Because in Bengali, bull means guru, not guru. And foreigners, they didn't know that. Shri Guru Charana, they're worshipping bull. Yes, Prabhupada said, their pronunciation may be not correct, but their renunciation is perfect. Krishna, he explains that Krishna, he accepts bhava. Murkha vadati vishnaya, pandit vadati vishnave. Ubayurtat samanam bhavagrahi janardana. Right? So scholar saying Om Vishnave Namaha and foolish person saying Om Vishnaya Namaha. According to Vyakaran Grammar, it's not correct. But Krishna accepts. Devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, how to chant properly? Ramo, Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Because in some languages there is no letters like this even. But Prabhupada said, don't worry, Krishna knows whom you are calling. Krishna knows whom you are calling. That's all. That's why this is a mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave us such a wonderful process, which is very instant, high quality, and free. And Panchatattva, They were swimming, and those who don't want to drown in the ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, those who are swimming on the top only with clickers, you know, they coming and jabardasti, they drowning them in the ocean of mercy. Yes. Patra apatra. Bhagavatam explains, they just don't care who is qualified, who is not qualified. They just don't care. Gauranga Mahaprabhu just, and Nityananda especially, Nityananda Vadhuta, he drowning everyone. Jabardasti in Krishna Bhakti. That's the mercy. Only by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Actually, I didn't even start my lecture. I was preparing completely different topics. I just was carried away. But anyway, I'll conclude now and we can keep some questions maybe. Actually, I wanted to share my experience. Devotees, they completely surrendered to Krishna. They're very humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us the lessons through whom this holy name can be distributed. Who can become an instrument in the hands of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada said, ISKCON activities and preaching nowadays is the latest chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is still going on. And activities of ISKCON and preaching all over the world is the latest chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many wonderful souls transforming. Have a look. Is it not a miracle? One guy came to Srila Prabhupada. Said, I happened to be in Las Vegas last year and somebody took me to we want to show you some magic. They're very, very famous there in Las Vegas. Magicians. Said, I don't need this. No, we want to show you a few things. Devotee told me, we want to show you, circus. Disilil. I've seen this material circus. It's everywhere, around, every day. But amazingly enough, one magician came to Srila Prabhupada and he was doing some magic and he showing many things and he came out and manifested some apple. Apple. And then he looked to Srila Prabhupada. So, you're saying that yoga is the topmost. Can you manifest apple? Like me? Show me. And Prabhupada looked at him very seriously. So, I came to United States in 1965, alone, no money, nothing. I sit under the tree, alone, no money, no friends, Hare Krishna, sit down. After 10 years, I open 108 temples all over the world, including Bhaktivedanta Manor. In each and every temple, we have beautiful deities, and deities, they have beautiful kitchen, and every kitchen has a refrigerator, and in it, every refrigerator has hundreds of apples there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. What is this one apple talking about? This is the magic yet to be realized in future. What Prabhupada had done to all of us, just like that. Once I remember, yes, and who can chant holy name purely? Trinada pisuni chana tarura pisahishuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. Of course, it's topic itself. You cannot explain it even in one class. But humility. Humility. Sanatan Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita explains, gives definition of humility. We were discussing this for a few days about humility. What is this? He gives actually six qualifications. Sanatana Goswami explains. And he says, Bhagavan rakshara chayvam artha bhavina sarvataha asam murdhvadaya sindur harir karunya vaibhavam smartam scha vishishena nijati suchya nichatam bhaktanam arhi bhavastu. Karpanyam katyati budhai. He said, karpanyam, humility. What is the humility? It's very, very important. The devotee, he always praying to Krishna in the mood of distress. And he always thinks, amito kangala. I am completely worthless. He's not thinking, I am such a super pooper. I got 10,000 initiation. I know Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava. I can snore in Sanskrit. I can give very nice lectures. It's not about Vaishnava. Vaishnava, Prabhupada said, my name Bhaktivedanta Swami, But I don't have bhakti and I don't have Vedanta knowledge. Please make me dance as you want. And he's thinking about this, I'm very, very humble. I don't have any qualities, but I can see good qualities in others. It is basically, just to make it briefly, he says, he always, who he was before he got mercy of Guru and Krishna, always. Because spiritual life is about to be grateful. If you're not grateful, you're great fool. And it's very easy to forget. I mean, very easy. If you take for granted, it's okay. That's why every day, myself, I have exercise. I'm counting my blessings. There's many, many stories about one minister, Birbal, who was always looking this box. It was a dirty cloth inside. And king was thinking that he is thief. What are you going secretly watching? Must be you're stealing something from me. And he caught him at night. What are you doing here? My lord, don't look here. Don't look at this box. No, no, show me. You've stolen something. Show. No, 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 don't look. Show me. And then by force, he opened the box and he saw very dirty shoes and broken cloth and dirty thing. What is this? My dear lord, actually, every day as a sadhana, I am opening this box. And this is my cloth. Many, many years ago when you found me in the street and took me to the palace. But I never throw that cloth. I'm keeping with me. So every morning I'm reminding myself who I was before you give me mercy. So that's, and king, wow. And so king's love towards him became even much more. Because when disciple is humble, sometimes disciple can become, you can say, scholarly, even better than spiritual master. But in front of spiritual master, he has to become fool number one. Amar guru amar murkho dekho koriye sasan. Nimai Pandit saying, my Guru Maharaj told me I am fool number one. Srila Prabhupada said, you're all fools. And everybody, and one disciple said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I am fool. Except you, everybody fools. You are intelligent. Because to understand that I am fool, it requires intelligence. To understand I am fool number one. Dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. VIP means very insignificant person. Dust. So that's why it's not simply for the sake of showing. So Santan Goswami explains, what is the symptoms of the person? You can understand that he is humble. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, I am your servant. Hari Bol, Prabhu. Everybody saying that nowadays. But then something happens. Oh my God. What happens? So it's not easy. It's not that cheap thing. So Sanatana Goswami gives this definition. He always remembers who he was before. He got mercy of Guru and Krishna. Prasada Krishna, Guru Paya, Bhakti Lata Bija. And then, when he hearing Krishna Katha, his heart is melting. He's very eager to, he's very, very eager to hear Krishna Katha. And glorification of other Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna, actually is very pleasing to his ears. He's really, you know, swadu swadu pade pade. This is a symptom. He's very eager to be in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's very eager to come to Mangalarati. Because our mind is saying, wow, very smart. Some Prabhupada was traveling with his disciples and they came very late at night after program. And they came very late and morning time, Prabhupada came for Mangalarati, nobody's there. Prabhupada came and everybody's sleeping. He said, why you are not on Mangalarati? Prabhupada, but we are not pure devotees. Why you are not pure devotees yet? It made Prabhupada even more angry. Anyway, many stories. But Prabhupada actually, he gave people opportunity. And then he's very eager to meet Krishna. He's very eager to hear Krishna Katha. Third one, actually, if he has good qualities, but he can see only good qualities in others. Even he is full of good qualities, he always sees others. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentaries, explains there is two kind of people we were discussing. Sadhu and asadhu. Sadhu, sadhuttara, sadhuttama, e ati sadhuttama. I'll not discuss in details, but I'll mention simply that real sadhu, he can see good and bad, but he likes to speak about good qualities only. He overlooks bad qualities. Sadhuttara. Sadhuttama. He always sees good and bad, and he can see 1% bad, 1%, 99% bad qualities, but 1% good. What he'll do? He'll make out of 1% good quality, he'll make 99 good qualities. And he'll make you feel that you're already almost pure devotee. And Atisadhuttama, he'll find out good qualities even in people, those who don't have any good qualities. Nothing they have. But he'll find. And Asadhu, Asadhuttara, Asadhuttama, Ati, he always speaks, Sadhu speaks very language, very bitter language, but truth. Chindanti Shastrani. It's painful, but truth. As a woman cannot become half pregnant, as a man cannot become half dead. Similarly, truth cannot become half. Param Satyam Dhimahi. But Asadhu speaks very sweet language. Ha 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 ha. Ha Prabhuji. Ha ha ha. Too much sweet. Diabetes already, you know. Ha ha ha. Bartering like any. Ha ha ha. Shut up. It's enough. Ha 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 ha. Too much sweet. And Asadhuttara, he sees good and bad, but he prefers to speak about bad. Prajalpa. And then Asadhuttama, even higher than that, he can see good and bad. He can see 1% of bad quality, 99 good qualities, but 1%, he'll make out of that 1% bad quality, he'll make demon out of this. He'll demonize this guy. He's Rakshas. Especially nowadays with internet media, you know, it's in 1 second it's all over the world. And especially people, those who don't know this person, they'll say, maybe he's like, you know, horns and tail guy, you know. People can demonize in no time. And when lies spoken loudly enough and for a long time, people start to think that this is truth. That's what media now made for. War and propaganda. And Ati Asadhuttama means he can find faults even with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even with a pure devotee. He'll find some faults. That's why in Nepali they have song, Fulia Akama Fulia Sansar, Kartika Akama Kartika Sansar. In the eyes of flower, all world is flowery. But in the eyes of thorn, all world like thorns. So therefore, we, as a conclusion, what we're trying to say that, yes, he sees all good qualities. This is another quality. Third. Fourth, actually, he always with mind, body, and speech, he follows previous acharyas. He follows. Mahajjano Inagata Sampanta. This is another quality. He doesn't deviate and create his own concoction. He following acharyas. Fifth, he never breaks shastra and follows whatever was spoken by his guru. He never breaks the shastra. He's not speculating. And Sanatana Goswami explains, and his most important quality, six, he always depends on Krishna. He always prays to Krishna, Rakshaiti, Raksha, you know, Rakshati, Rakshati, please help me, Krishna. I am nothing. Only you can protect me. Krishna Eka Sharanam. Very important to take full shelter on Krishna, of Krishna, and to depend. And for Krishna, he can go to hell even. No problem. Narayanah parah sarvena kutaschana bibhyati, swarga pavarga narakesh apituliartha darshinaha. For the sake of Guru and Krishna, he can go to hell even. Srila Prabhupada came and said, what is hell, Swamiji? London is hell. He said that. Western countries, you know, full of marijuana and stuff. It's Prabhupada left Vrindavan and he went to this crazy place. So, but he can go for the sake of Guru and Krishna. This is a gopis. We can go to hell only to remove Krishna's headache. And this is the quality of Vaishnavas because they are humble. And I was Krishna putting these tests for his Vaishnavas. It's called acid test. But because devotees, they're always taxing their brain how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to give the holy name to everyone. Interesting. I came to Mississippi. One devotee told me, just last year, I went, and one devotee told me how they were preaching. Sorry, it's not in California, it's in San Francisco. One Mataji and Prabhuji, Prabhupada disciples, they were sharing how they are preaching. They want to give holy name to everyone. And they, you know what they did? They used to go to shopping complex. And in shopping complex, they used to go to that announcement. Attention, please. So, you know, so everybody can hear. It's called announcement section, you know. So it's everywhere sound system. So everybody in the shopping complex can hear. In emergency, so they can make announcements. Everybody listen. So they used to come to the policeman and said, "We lost our son, and our son's name Haribol. Can you kindly make announcements so everybody can hear? Haribol, Haribol, where are you? Haribol, your parents lost you. Please come back and meet your parents. Haribol." Very smart. So at least Sakrit Eva, at least one time if they will hear, that will be enough. That will be enough. And so many reasons we have to stop now, but I would like to stop with one poem. I wrote one poem, actually, to Srila Prabhupada. Shall I read? I have quite a few poems, but I'll try to read this one. To this world of darkness, lost in pain, you brought the light of Krishna's name. With boundless grace, you paved the way and gave us hope which shines today. You saw no caste, no race, no creed, but lifted all in times of need. A helping hand, so kind and wise, directed us toward the eternal skies. Srila Prabhupada, your light still shines through sacred words and holy lines. You gave us hope, divine and rare. A love is deep beyond compare. Without arrogance and pride, you guided us to Krishna's side. By giving holy name so sweet, you took us to his lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Together we can lift the earth and spark the golden age, of course. Rise not above, but rise within. Begin meek and humble, you begin. And as you walk this path of grace, your life become a holy place. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So don't worry. Profit to the loss, surrender life to Supreme Boss, and far and wide try spread his fame by chanting sweet and holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.